Morning. Our reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Well, boys and girls, do come and join me at the front. It's lovely to see you in church today. So I'm going to need your help today. Well, who had eggs for breakfast? Only three? Four. That's very good. Now, I'm going to need some help this morning because we're going to act out the story that we just had read from the Bible. So I wonder, who feels like helping me today? I need two people to come and be Mary. There are two Marys in our story. Okay, would you like to come? Now, I also need... You get dressed up first. That's it. There's the first Mary. There's another Mary. I also need someone to come and be an angel. Now, angels... Here's our angel. I also need two Roman soldiers. Okay. Reese and James, then. Have you come? Who's going to be the most scary with their swords? And I need one more person to help me. Yes, go on, you come up. Here's Jesus. Okay. It's dawn on Sunday morning. Now, who likes getting up at dawn? Very, very early in the morning. Yes. Actually, in my last church, they used to go down to the beach at 6:30 on Easter morning and have breakfast and worship the Lord. But it's too far to Frinton, isn't it? So we can't do that. Now, what had happened to Jesus on the previous Friday? What had happened to him? Who knows? Yes, Robert. He died on the cross, didn't he? And where'd he been since the Friday? His body was in the tomb, that's right, and he'd been in heaven. What had happened on the Saturday? What happens on the Jewish Saturday? Yes, you know. It was the Sabbath. It was their day of rest where they prayed and rested. So they've waited until the Sabbath was over. Now, I need my two Marys to come to the tomb. They've come to the tomb. Here's Jesus' tomb. Suddenly, there was an earthquake. What happens in an earthquake? The ground shakes. Where have they had an earthquake this week? Yes, Roy Poole. In Italy, they have. So there's an earthquake, And the angel of the Lord comes down from heaven and rolls back the tomb. Remember, there was a great big stone in front of the tomb where Jesus' body was. So are you feeling strong, angel? Come on then. And what you've got to do, go that way. You've got to heave this stone away. Okay? So give it a push. Push it. Heave, heave, heave. Well done. Now what you've got to do is sit on the stone. Now imagine this chair is the stone. Can you sit there? You can just move over a bit so the audience can see. That's it. And verse 3 of our reading says, his appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. So you need to use your imaginations a bit. Anyway, Roman soldiers. Come on, Roman soldiers. When you see the angel, okay, when you see the angel, you've got to shake with fear. So let's see you shake. Can you do some shaking? Oh, more than that. Very good. Excellent shaking. Do you think they look frightened? And then you've got to fall down like dead men. Just stay on the floor. Have a rest after that. Are you going to lie down as well, James? No, you're not going to. Okay, we imagine he's fallen down. And the angel says to the women, do not be afraid. Can you say that?
Do not be afraid.
I know you are looking for Jesus.
I know you are looking for Jesus.
He was crucified. Crucified. That's it. He's not here. He is risen. He said he would, and he has. Come and see the place where he lay. Very good. So now, Mary and Mary, you've got to come and look inside the tomb. Come and look inside the tomb. Have a good look around, going right inside. Is Jesus in there? No. He's alive. Now, what you've got to do is run away over there. Okay? Run away. That's enough. Come back. I can't see you now. Go in front of the curtain. And you have to tell his disciples, Jesus has risen from the dead, and he's going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him. And the Bible says, they were afraid. Well, you would be, wouldn't you? Afraid and yet filled with joy. They were so happy, look happy, that Jesus was alive. Now, suddenly, Jesus comes to them. Here's Jesus. And the two Marys, you have to worship Jesus. So what you do is you lie down in front of him, and you hold on to his feet. That's what they did. That's how they worshipped him. And Jesus says to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers. Incidentally, who does Jesus mean by his brothers? Who does he mean? Yes, the disciples. That's right. He says, tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. That's what Jesus said. So there's the story. Now, how does this story help us to follow Jesus? Well, firstly, we should love Jesus. We should love him. The two Marys, they're giggling, but they really love Jesus. That's why they came to his tomb. They want to put spices on his body. That's a bit like when we put flowers on a grave. The two Marys love Jesus. I wonder if you love Jesus. I was only 4 when I realized that I did want to love Jesus, and I wanted him to be my friend. You're never too young to love Jesus, and you're never too old to ask Jesus to be your king, to be your rescuer from God's punishment for God's love. Secondly, Jesus has beaten death. Death is a horrible thing. We all feel incredibly sad when people we love die. And one day we're all going to die. But because Jesus has died and come back to life, and because he took the punishment for our sin, he's made it possible for us to live forever in heaven with God. That's wonderful good news, you know. So I know that I'm going to see people I've loved in heaven because they belong to Jesus. Thirdly, isn't it great that angels are real? Now, angels are not pretty girls in the Bible. They're mighty warriors who fight for God, and they're God's messengers. And Psalm 91, verse 11 says, God's angels will guard you. When I was a little boy and I was afraid of the dark, my mummy used to say to me, don't be afraid. This house is full of angels protecting us. Angels are real. And fourthly, we must do what Jesus tells the two Marys to do. We must tell everyone that he is alive. Think about it. Most people in Baldock and Letchworth and all around here think Easter is just about chocolate eggs. They don't know that Jesus died for us on the cross and that he came back to life to prove that death has been defeated and heaven has been opened for everyone who will believe in him. Can I ask you then, boys and girls, grown-ups, do you belong to Jesus? Have you asked Jesus to forgive your sin? Have you asked him to rescue you from death? Have you asked him to be your king? If not, do it today. Ask Jesus to be your rescuer and your king. And if you do belong to Jesus, are you telling everyone about him? What about inviting someone to the Gerald Williams event or to some other event that we're laying on? Because we want to tell everyone about Jesus. Let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus died to take the punishment for our sin. And thank you that he rose again from the dead to prove that death has been beaten, and we can live forever in heaven with you. Help each one of us to love and trust Jesus, so that these things can be real for us too. In Jesus' name, amen.